Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I wish I could plant every American in front of the television and make them watch this Democrat press conference yesterday with Representative Delia Rodriguez, surrounded by Democrat members of Congress. She declared war, not just on ICE, but on the entire Department of Homeland Security.
The greatest threat to the homeland right now is called the Department of Homeland Security. Right. Yeah. We have seen the danger in infusing resources into DHS abuse of power.
She wants to defund ICE. The Federation for American Immigration Reform made it clear in their press release yesterday the current plan the Democrats have for the Department of Homeland Security, I don't mean the one in Congress right now, would all but end any kind of internal immigration enforcement. But this is worse. She's talking about abolishing the Department of Homeland Security entirely. So folks, think about this. We would have an open border, no internal enforcement, that would be ICE, and no border patrol. That's what the Department of Homeland Security does. It houses both those agencies. And if it was just this one lunatic, Delia Rodriguez, that would be one thing. But she was flanked with Democrat Congress members.
And we must bring justice to every fascist in the administration. And that includes Kristi Noem. That includes Stephen Miller. And that includes Tom Homan. ICE will be abolished. VHS will be dismantled. And together, we will get it done.
Again, the Department of Homeland Security houses the TSA, Customs and Border Patrol, so there's your border enforcement, and ICE. Dismantle it? Folks, if we did that, we would literally have Hamas terrorist camps springing up all over the place. We would have Wuhan laboratory bioweapons labs popping up all over the place. Oh, wait, we already do. That's the irony of her choosing this 24-hour period to make this announcement of, hey, you know what? We're going to go one further. We're going to not just defund ICE. We're going to defund the Department of Homeland Security, which right now, by the way, folks, has like about a week of funding left. So everything else has been funded, but the Department of Homeland Security will run out of money. Now, ICE has plenty of funding right now because it was in the big, beautiful bill. But they wanted to fund the rest of it. Why? Because they want Customs and Border Patrol off the border. They need it opened back up. But I don't want to get too deep into that. I want to focus on the Wuhan lab in America because I want you to understand what they're proposing here. We got new news overnight on this bioweapons lab that was raided by the FBI in Las Vegas. And I told you some of the details yesterday. A Chinese illegal immigrant comes to America after fleeing Canada. He is a Communist Party member. So that means everything he did absolutely had their oversight. And he launches a bioweapons lab in an abandoned warehouse, or what's supposed to be an abandoned warehouse. Co-inspector finds it in Reedley, California, 2023, notices that the hose sticking out of it appears to be dripping water, calls it in, they investigate and freak out because they're finding all kinds of vials that are quite frankly terrifying. So they call the CDC, Joe Biden's CDC, because they're afraid to remove this stuff. CDC doesn't even call back. Well, the Democrat congressman then got a phone call. What's amazing about Reedley is Reedley's a Democrat place. He starts raising hell, forcing, or I should say embarrassing, the CDC and the FBI to raid the place. So they come in, they take all the vials, and you know what the CDC does? Destroys them. destroys the evidence. Well, it's a Chinese illegal immigrant. What else do you expect? So this is so bad because remember, the county, which isn't a big county, doesn't have a lot of money, they offered to test the vials with their own money if the CDC wouldn't do it. They even had set aside hundreds of thousands of dollars to do it. The CDC refused and destroyed the vials. That's why the illegal immigrant in question, Jaibei Zhu, is only being charged with wire fraud and a couple of other smaller things. He could have been charged with bioterrorism, but the CDC destroyed the evidence. But that's not the craziest thing. No, the craziest thing is that we found out overnight what was actually in that lab. We knew they'd taken a lot of vials and there was some suspicion that it would be bad. It's bad. Overnight, we learned that Trump's CDC has found agents like HIV, TB, a particularly deadly strain of malaria, and Ebola. Now, we're going to have to test them to find out if these are the weaponized strains or not. I bet they are. Why else would you keep them? But here's the truly outrageous part. And I want you to think about this with the background of that Democrat press conference, again, where they're saying we're going to dismantle Department of Homeland Security, which means all border enforcement and internal enforcement like ICE. If you had raided that Reedley lab, you'd found all of those deadly pathogens and mice bred to deliver COVID super strains. Folks, the COVID super strains inside the Wuhan lab, we've heard from former CIA director Mike Pompeo, range from a 50 to 90% kill rate. This stuff is dangerous as hell and it's deadly. Okay. If you raid the Reedley lab and you pick up the guy who's done it, the Chinese illegal immigrant, anywhere else you might want to raid? I don't know. I mean, I know you're not a police officer more than I like it, but anywhere else you might look? Nah, nothing. They didn't raid anywhere else. They didn't raid his house. You know the one that's 3 miles from Nellis Air Force Base? Downwind? Nellis Air Force Base is downwind. In fact, his house was situated perfectly so he could see most of the runways. They didn't raid it? Not till this week. They were just going to leave that stuff. And again, we went in and we found that weaponized stuff. Now, the reason we found it was because he had put it in the care of the house of a landlord who was renting for him, and he'd rented a few of the rooms. That kept the electricity on, which kept all the refrigerators running that had the samples. They didn't want them. They didn't raid his house. So, folks, understand, terrorism on American soil will be not only allowed, it'll be facilitated and ignored when it is found. The message, you have no right to expect safety under Democrats.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meanwhile, folks, you are watching the historic last gasp of the Uniparty, that evil bonded party that worships open borders, globalism, and the dissolution of American sovereignty created by George W. Bush's daddy in their battle against the SAVE Act. Now, let me set this up. Even CNN admits that 83% of Americans want proof of citizenship to vote. It takes balls of steel to stare down 83% of Americans, 86% of independents, and 76% of Black people and say, screw you. We're not going with voter ID to prove you're a citizen to vote in federal elections. But that is precisely what the remnants of the Uniparty are doing. They've been around for so long, they're unfortunately in leadership positions. They are Chuck Schumer, John Thune, and Mitch McConnell's staff. Mitch McConnell is half dead and doesn't know what planet he's on, but his staff is still working for him. Mitch McConnell's committee has blocked for 300 days the SAVE Act. Listen to what it does. Proof of citizenship requirement to register. Verification of citizenship to register. And mandatory removal of non-citizens from voter rolls. That's it. And the Republican leadership in the Senate is working with Chuck Schumer, who's the Democrat leader, to block this. It has been blocked by Mitch McConnell's committee. It's been passed in the House, no problem. Been blocked in Mitch McConnell's committee for over 300 days now. John Thune could move it if he wants. He's supposed to be the leader of the Republicans, but he refuses. And he's playing all kinds of games. The pressure on him from X now is immense. In fact, Scott Pressler has taken up residence outside of his office. He just reports every day, says hi to him as he comes to go. Scott Pressler, who got in his truck and personally flipped the registration of Pennsylvania himself with a skeleton crew from majority Democrat to majority Republican. Now he stands outside the office every day. He's been there for weeks of John Thune begging him to pass the SAVE Act. But the Uniparty won't do it. Now, John Thune has done a press conference, and I thought, oh, he's finally giving in to the daily relentless pressure that X is applying to him and all the people posting on it. But no, he didn't put any kind of date on when there'd be a vote, didn't promise to remove it from committee, but also didn't promise the most important thing, which is the removal of the filibuster. Don't let these Republicans kill you. We've done it on a one-time basis before, and so has the Democrats. He could do it. He just won't. You know why? Because he's protecting the remaining uniparty wing of the Republican Party, the pro-amnesty guys, about 15% in the Democrats, because the Bush cabal knows we can never get to the Alpha and the Omega. Open borders, no sovereignty, merger with Mexico and Canada, the dissolution and destruction of the Bill of Rights and the end of the Constitution through basically just dissolving America if Democrats can't cheat. They know they can't get there. So everybody's missing this. This is the true last stand of the Uniparty. Now listen to how Chuck Schumer describes the SAVE Act.
The SAVE Act is an abomination. It's Jim Crow 2.0 across the country. We are going to do everything we can to stop it.
And why is that? He's not even hiding it. He also said this week.
We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
What exactly is Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and John Thune terrified of losing? Voter rolls loaded down with illegals. I'll let Florida Republican Representative Kat McCamick remind you how they got that way.
19 states currently issue driver's licenses to non-citizens. Of those 19 states, 15 do automatic voter registration when you get your driver's license. So you can see where this has become a serious place for fraud. And we know from years of watching this happen in North Carolina, Virginia, California, Illinois, New York, we have countless examples of thousands and thousands of non-citizens voting, which is problematic, particularly when you have such tight margins here in the House. And I serve with colleagues who won their race by 6 votes, 29 votes, 800 votes. Every vote matters, but it has to be cast legally. And people need to know going into the ballot box that it is going to be a valid vote and they're not going to be canceled out by somebody who shouldn't have been here in the first place.
Never forget, Stephen Miller's legal group found 30,000 non-American voters on the Arizona voter rolls registered to vote in federal elections. The Supreme Court had to order Arizona to stop registering them, but allowed them to vote in the 2024 election because they said, well, it's not time. We don't have time to sort through it. It was September. Miller's group eventually went back and got them removed from the rolls. Folks, this is why 21 states are currently in court with Trump, all of them Democrat, refusing to turn over their voter rolls. And what Trump is seeking is not the just the external ones that you can get if you pay like $500, but the true internal ones with all the markers and identification information. That's why the SAVE Act is so important. It forces them by law to turn them over. And it's absolutely critical that all this happen before the midterms, or folks, they're going to steal them. Exactly what might we find on these voter rolls? Never forget what Valor CEO and DOGE volunteer Antonio Gracias told Fox News back in April.
That's a jaw-dropping number. Where'd all those people come from?
Well, it made my jaw drop too when I saw it. You know, we were in Social Security looking for fraud, waste, and abuse. And to do that, we actually looked at the enumeration system, the system by which people get numbers in America. And we found that there were just about 5+ million of them that came to the country as illegals. And then got through an automatic system, Social Security numbers, so they get into our benefit systems. And we tracked that through and found that they were on the benefit programs. And just because we were curious, we then looked to see if they were on the voter rolls. And we found in a handful of cooperative states that there were thousands of them on the voter rolls and that many of them had voted.
That handful of cooperative states he mentioned were Republican, he said in another interview. That's why the Trump administration is suing these Democrat states. Folks, we're going to get those rolls. But what's amazing, honestly, is to watch the levers of power, Republican included, protect those rolls by refusing to pass the SAVE Act. It really shows you who your enemies are. Now, the good news is that their numbers are dwindling. The last of the Bush and Karl Rove recruited candidates. But for now, they're holding the line. In the Senate, that's despite the House passing the SAVE Act twice. Folks, this is so bad that the original open borders guy, Lindsey Graham, is actually a co-sponsor of the SAVE Act. Yeah, I know. Now, I'm sure knowing Lindsey, that's fake. I mean, you know, he probably knows John Thune's not going to let it through, so he's happy to co-sponsor it. But still, when you're on the other side from the original open borders guy, yeah, it shows us who our enemies have always been. And how at least Republicans in leadership know if it was a fair fight and they didn't help Democrats cheat, they'd have a hard time beating us, wouldn't they? That's what this shows you. Democrat leaders know it, but so do Republican leaders on the Hill, and they need to go.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.